Thank you, Lord. Blessed Holy Spirit, let your presence saturate this place. One word from you can change our lives forever, can change our ministry forever, can change our nation forever. One word. Grant us wisdom and revelation to know you better than before. Wisdom and revelation, Lord, to know what you have called us to do. The inheritance that we can access from you, and the power that we can access in the name of Jesus. The one who sits in deep on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe from galaxies to governments up to families. We thank you so much. We give you praise. We give you honor. Bless us this day. And bless those who are watching online. Let your word work, Lord. Let your word work. For you are faithful to your word. We thank you. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Give the Lord another mighty hand of praise. You can take your seats. Choir, God bless you so much for taking us through this time of worship, praise and worship. Let's clap for our choir. And let's pray for them, for the Holy Spirit always to lead them, because they have given their time, their life to serving God and preparing us to receive always from God. Let's clap for our choir. And let's thank God for them. Praise God. You know, we are coming to the end of June. When June ends, we are actually in the middle of the year. And we thank God. We are preparing for our Thanksgiving next Sunday, mid-year Thanksgiving. I want to encourage all of you to be there, to thank God, because lack of thanksgiving hinders people from advancing. You cannot move forward if you don't know how to thank God. Praise God. You cannot move forward. That's why Israel got stuck in the desert for 40 years, in the wilderness, because they forgot to thank God after the Lord has done for them so many things. Sometimes when you read the story of those people, you think, oh, if I were the one, I could not do such a thing. No, you are doing it right now. You are doing it. I'm telling you. Sometimes I get shocked. Sometimes I get shocked when believers who have been blessed by God fail to thank him. After they've got what they want, off they go. They go away from God. They go away from the church. I've come across many of those people. God has done for them big things, great things, marvelous things, wonderful things. They don't value. They don't value the church. They don't value their pastor. They don't value the leadership. They don't value the church of Jesus. You know, what makes me value the church so much is just one statement. Apostle Paul was advising pastors, elders of the Ephesian church. He told them in Acts, you find that in Acts, he told them, he said, take care. Take care of the church that the Lord Jesus purchased with his own blood. Can you imagine that? That thing causes me to value the church so much. And you are the church. Praise God. Causes me to value God's people. So you have to value the church. You have to value the setup in the church. Because let me tell you, whatever the devil does, the church will always remain there until Jesus comes. Praise God. So that's why today I want us to begin to see why we need to thank God. Why we need to give thanks to God. I want us to, today I just want us to focus on two aspects. I want us to thank God as source, our source, the source of everything. I want us to look at that. Thanking God as source, the source of our lives, the source of everything. And also the sustainer. The sustain, the one that keeps you going. The ones that provides. Is a sustainer. Praise God. The choir has been singing about God doing mighty things, great things. What else were you saying, Pastor Harriet? I heard great things. Then there's another one. Apart from that song, there's a song you sang. Faithful. But yes, but about the things he does. The emphasis is about his faithfulness and the great things he does for his people. You know, this year is a special year. I don't want anybody among you here to forget the prophetic word for the year. The year of great things. 2026, the year of what? Great things. Yes, I think one of the things the choir sang about was great things that he does. He has done great things. You see, the year of great things. Great things. And we are just half of the year. You know, when the Lord was giving me the prophetic word for 2026, we were in December 2025. Remember, 2025, we had a prophetic word from the book of John. Who remembers the prophetic word for 2025? Yeah? Just clap for her. She has it in her mind. The manifestation of the glory of God. So when I had the Spirit telling me, giving me a prophetic word from John again, that was also from the book of John, chapter 1. Then again, he was giving me, giving us the prophetic word again from John again. John 1 again. I said, why are you giving me from John 1? You know, sometimes you need to ask God. And he'll begin to tell you many things. I asked him, I said, but why from John again? There are so many books in the Bible. And the Lord told me, look at the meaning of the name John. Look at the name of the meaning John. First of all, he began by asking me to look at 26. The number 20. Sister, patience. The number 20 contains how many fives? The number 20, 21, 2, 3, up to 20. It has how many fives which enters into it? Eh? Four. Four. And five is a number for grace. And now you have four fives in 20. That already talks about abundance. Abundance of grace. And then the number six is the number for man. It shows man's effort, man's weaknesses, man's failure. And the Lord made it so clear that in spite of man's failure, God has decided to show in this year to mitigate your weaknesses as a man and to grant you abundance of grace. Abundance of grace. Which has mercy, which has favor. Grace is a big word. Mercy and favor became so strong And the Lord told me clearly, I'm moving my church into a place of an open heaven because of my mercy and favor. Never forget that. Your answer is available with God now. Is available with God now. Don't think about tomorrow. Look at the word that he has given you for now. This word is still active now. And he told me, when the heavens are open, great things happen. Great things happen. Great things happen. Great things happen. May great things happen in your life. May your story change. Florence, let your story change. Whether the devil wants it or not, your story will change. This God cannot be stopped. Nobody can stop. Your foundation cannot stop him. Witchcraft cannot stop him. Sorcery cannot stop him. He does not need anybody's permission to bless you. I'm telling you, he has said it, he shall bless you. Great things. Miracles. You have access to miracles. You have access to things that only God can do. No man can do. Let me tell you, you will come to a point in life when man cannot do anything for you, but God shall. That's why we are not going to be with like the Israelites in the wilderness. We must thank him. We must praise him. And we should never thank him empty-handed. Thank God. If you have access to millions, use millions. If you have access to 1,000, hundreds, use it. If you have access to tens, use it. Use it. Reverend Rose was reminding me that, I think she was telling that we have tithed 30% for how many years? 17 years? 17 years, 30%. And you see, that money becomes a very big thing when the money is big. But we have decided to get stuck to that. I get convicted about it. When things are right, I said, now, can I give 10%? So I feel in my spirit, no, God is faithful. And when God changes my life to a level that you have never seen before, don't get surprised. That's why it is a dishonor for you to divide your tithe and say, okay, let me just give. It becomes an offering. It's a dishonor. Let me tell you, the most important person you have is God. Even if you have billions of shillings, you can't eat all of it. Even if you have 20 houses, you cannot sleep in them at the same time. You'll need just one room in one night, in one place. May God bless you beyond what you have imagined or even asked for. Beyond what you have asked for or even think. You need all the good things of life. But it must even drive you to serve him better and more. And more. Let me tell you, there's power in the church. Never belittle the church. The church of Jesus Christ is powerful. Powerful, more powerful than any entity on earth. And the work of the church is to advance the kingdom. You better tell people about Jesus. Tell your neighbor. You better tell people about Jesus. He's the door into the kingdom. They need the kingdom. They need the rule of God. They need the influence of God. And that's why he says in the Lord's Prayer that the first thing you should ask God to bring it down is the kingdom. Look at him as your father. Say, Father, let your name be allowed, praise, honored, and let your kingdom come before you begin to talk about your needs. The kingdom first. You see, church, we need to get the full thing. We just don't need to scratch the blessing of God. You need to get the full thing. My job as your leader, as your pastor, is to make you dip your hand into the full thing. Not just to scratch it from on top. That amen is a small one. Amen. That's why. You see, when Jesus met Philip, he said, Philip, follow me. Follow me. And Philip followed him. And Philip went to Nathanael. I said, Nathanael, we have found the one Moses wrote about. The Messiah. And Nathanael wanted to know, where is he from? He said, he's Jesus. Who is he? He's Jesus from Nazareth. And Nathanael asked, because he looked at the prophecies, and he said, can anything good come from Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth? And Philip said, come and see. Church, you just need to come close to Jesus and you will see. I say you will see. Help people to see Jesus. Help people to see Jesus. Sometimes I get disappointed when believers fight believers instead of helping people see Jesus. I'm telling you, it's not a good thing. One of the pastors really I commend and I thank God for a certain, how would I call it, one of his, he has a very good nature in a certain area. Robert Kayanja. You know, I always listen to many things, even in social media. People attack him, the man is quiet. People attack him, the man is quiet. Sometimes I look at the pastors attacking him, I said, what kind of people are these? What kind of people are these? He has made me just wonder about many pastors here in Kampala. You concentrate, you leave the preaching of the gospel, you're attacking a man. You leave your work. Church, don't attack one another. Don't attack your sister. Don't attack your brother. Pray for them. You even attack ministry because the person is doing well. Let me tell you, all of us are called to serve God in different ways. Don't try to be like another minister. There are people, me, I'm being called to reach, and you are one of them. That Pastor Kayanja will never reach. Never. There's no church that reaches everybody. There are particular kind of people. The other churches, their work is only to reach drug addicts. And they get them. That no other church can reach. And Jesus paid, poured his blood for every human being you see on earth here. So let us not be jokers. We should never joke. We are all equipped to serve one Lord, one service, one Lord, one Holy Ghost that unites all of us. And God works in mysterious ways. So when he met, he told Nathanael, come and see. And they went to see Jesus. John 1. Read it from verse 41 up to 51, because we don't have time. I don't want to read a lot of scriptures, but I want to tell you where to find it. John chapter 1, verse 41 to 51. And when Philip took Nathanael to Jesus, Jesus saw him coming and said, here comes a true Israelite in whom there's no deceit. In whom there's no deceit. And Nathanael asked and said, how did you know me? And Jesus said, before Philip found you, I saw you seated under a fig tree. And this man cried out, Nathanael cried out, said, you are the Messiah. You are truly the one that Moses wrote about. That's what he meant. You are the Messiah. You are Rabbi. And he wondered. And Jesus said, you are wondering because I told you, I saw you before Philip got you. You wonder. You will see greater things than that. You will see the heavens open. And angels descending and ascending upon the Son of Man. And he quoted exactly what happened to Jacob in Bethel. When Jacob was running away from his brother Esau. And he camped in the night in Bethel. And he didn't know that he was lying on his grandfather Abraham's altar. And the altar was still active. And he saw angel a stairway up to heaven. And in the Hebrew version, he said the Lord was beside him. The Lord came and stood beside him. Other translation said the Lord spoke to him. Saying, I will bless you. I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac. I will remember my covenant with Abraham and Isaac. The land where you are lying now, I've given you. I will take you safely. I will bring you back safely. And he renewed the covenant. The Lord was beside him. And it is believed that that Lord was actually Jesus. And that's why Jesus in this John quoted and said, you will see heaven open, an angel ascending and descending. It was him. It was him. He was reminding us about what happened to Jacob. Let me tell you, may the blessing of Abraham and Jacob rest on you. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, receive what they have received. You are the spiritual Israel. Because the death of Christ united you. You are now in the commonwealth of God's children. And I want to encourage you, pray for Israel during this situation they're facing. Pray for Israel. I realize I was very sympathetic about Trump. You know, he's a good man. I like him. He's a politician. He's a very good politician. He's a very good businessman. But he said one statement that disappointed me. That without USA, Israel cannot exist. No, he doesn't know. Let him go back to history. Israel will exist. Israel has a covenant with Abraham. I don't hear amen. You don't read your Bible. God is faithful to his covenant. We have a new covenant with him. God will always rescue them. Let me tell you, this is your year of great things. And that's why we have to thank him as we come to the middle of the year. We have to thank him well. Why? We have to advance. You must reach your promised land that God has organized for you for this year. We are on the move to our promised land. Quickly, I want us to look at four truths about thanksgiving. Four truths about thanksgiving. First of all, you need to know that thanksgiving is a foundational act of worship. Thanksgiving is worship. It is worship. It's a foundational act of worship. It lays the foundation for all kinds. That you begin with thanks. You lay the foundation of worship with thanks. And thanksgiving is a continuous spiritual attitude. It's an attitude. Teach your children to be thankful for everything, even for whatever they get. Teach them, be deliberate. Teach yourself to be thankful. Thanksgiving, number one, thanksgiving is the primary way believers are instructed to approach God. You approach God using thanksgiving. Don't just say, oh God, I want this, I want this, I want. You have not even thanked him for the food of yesterday, for the boda boda who should have thrown you down. And you made but God made you survive. For that mistake that could have finished you, but God says, God intervened in a special way. For always finding a way out for you when there seems to be no way. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Psalms 100 verse 1 to 5. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And because of that, enter his gates with thanksgiving, because it's your honor, and his courts with praise. Thanksgiving in Old Testament is also praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. Why? Why should you bless his name? The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Number two, thanksgiving is a command for all circumstances. It's a command. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 is a command. That's why we have to keep thanking him. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Give thanks. Pray continually. Be joyful always. That's why the psalmist in Psalms 100, he says, make joyful noise. Make joyful noise. Make joy. You see? Make joyful noise. Thank God with energy. Thanksgiving is expressed. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Continually. Church, prayer is a very powerful thing. God answers prayer.
God answers prayer. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Something has disappointed you, give thanks. Yes, give thanks to God. Tell him, one of my biggest miracles I got was when I got a very big disappointment. When I thank God, the disappointment was, I gave thanks. I just kept thanking God. I think I thanked him for about 10 or 20 minutes. And by the time I reached back to my place, I got a landline phone. You know, there were the mobile phones had just begun to come, so I didn't have one. I got a landline call. I'd already reached where I was staying. And the miracle had taken place. The appointment had taken place. From disappointment to... So that's why I always learn to thank God. Number three. We have to thank God for times and seasons. Times and seasons. He controls times and seasons. Every moment, God is active. And learn to take God at his word. Cling to that word. Which word are you clinging to? For me, there's one word I clung to from Psalms 89 verse 14. That righteousness and justice are the foundation of thy throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. In other words, your nature, you are a just God. You are righteous and a just God. You are righteous and a just God. You are righteous and a just God. And you love us and you are faithful to your word. Cling to something. Daniel 2:21. Sometimes the choir sings something similar to this. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Just look at that. He changes times and seasons. He's in charge years. He's in charge times and season. He's in charge the next 6 months remaining. He's in charge. Your boss is not in charge. Your foundation is not in charge. Your landlord is not in charge. Your enemy is not in charge. He is in charge. He changes times and seasons. Your season is changing. I'm here to tell you that this year you're in a very good season. A season in which the heavens are open over your life. Let great things manifest in your finances. Let great things manifest in your marriage. Let great things manifest in your situation. Let there be a translation. Let there be a change. His grace is available. His mercy is available. His favor is available. Doors shall open before you. Doors of business shall open. Doors of relationship shall open. Door of marriage shall open. Is in charge of running the universe. So times and seasons are in his hands. And there's something he says here. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He sets up kings and deposes them. Leadership comes from him. That's the point here. And then he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. May God make you discerning. May God enable you to see the way forward. May God enable you to see where your blessing is. May God enable you to see where to invest in. May God enable you to see when a husband appears. Amen. May God enable you to see when you find a woman that that is a wife.
Amen. Some people find men, not husbands. Very dangerous men. Some people find very delilahs. Brother Ambrose, I think you found an Esther. Give the Lord a mighty hand of prayer for that couple. Are they still the latest couple in the house? Who is the latest couple in the house? clap for Agnes. And where is your husband? He's at work. Clap for them again. He's in church seasons and times. Praise God. I want us, our time has gone. I want us to stop there. Praise God. Let's stop there. Lift up your hands and thank God. Huh? No, let's stop there. Let's save time. Praise God. Our time is gone. Next Sunday is a Thanksgiving. You still have more. Galabuzi will give you more. Praise God. I will give you the fourth one that day as I'm introducing Galabuzi. Lift up your hands and thank God. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Bless His name. 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 In fact, Pastor Jasper is so eager about it. The fourth one is the source of everything. Is the source of everything. Psalms 24, verse number 1, is the source of everything. Is the source of your life. Is the source of your money. Is the source of everything. Everything. The physical earth is the source. Is in charge. David spoke about Him. Praise God. Talk to Him. 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 Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him glory and honor. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't miss this opportunity. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. Bless His name. Bless His name. David says that there's nothing that we give you that does not come from you. He's your source. Father, we thank You. We thank You for bringing us up to this point. We are almost reaching the middle of the year. Bless Your people. Bless those who are watching online. Bless them in every way. Bless them in every way. We thank You, Lord. We give You glory and honor. Take us to a new season. A new level. Take us to a new level. Take us to a new level. You have given us a good season. A season in which the heavens are open. Bless our city, bless our nation, bless our country. Bless East Africa, bless Africa as a continent. Bring change, bring development. Bless the world, Lord. Help us advance the kingdom. We thank You, Lord. We give You glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God and you love God and you want to engage with Him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, "I am the door. Whoever enters through Me shall be saved." It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make. to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen." If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your new phone life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.